This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Actors could join Hollywood writers with a strike of their own. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. By the end of the month, union actors will have the ability to go on strike. This after members of the Screen Actors Guild, an American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG-AFTRA, voted to authorize a strike ahead of contract negotiations with Hollywood studios. Members of the separate Writers Guild struck on May 2nd. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
Writers for TV and film have been on strike for more than a month. Now, it's possible actors could join them if their union, SAG-AFTRA, isn't able to reach a new contract with major production studios and streaming companies by the end of the month, when the current contract expires. At issue for actors are a lot of the same things writers are striking over. They want better health and retirement benefits, higher pay, and higher residuals for shows and movies on streaming services, which are currently much lower than those that air on television. And they want protections and regulations around artificial intelligence and how it can be used in the industry. Actors want to ensure that AI versions of them won't be able to be used without their consent and without them being paid. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
We've been following oil prices on the news that Saudi Arabia plans to cut production by 1 million barrels a day in July. It's a bid to boost prices, but it's not working short term. Crude is down 2.5% this morning, $70.37 a barrel, lower than before the Saudi announcement. This is Saudi Arabia only, with other OPEC members unwilling to lower production. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Oversupply of oil, including a lot of cheap oil being exported by Russia in spite of sanctions, is depressing global crude prices. But some producers, especially in Africa, want to keep production high, says Columbia climate economist Gernot Wagner, even if that means prices stay low.
The threat of stricter climate policy might lead producers of oil to pump more.
Wagner calls this the green paradox.
If you sit on a quantity of oil and you know you will not be able to sell it a few decades from now because nobody's going to demand this stuff anymore, you better try to sell more of it today.
Wagner says high oil prices last year drove more global investment in solar energy and electric vehicles, which will depress demand for oil down the road. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We're watching the price of grain surge with news of the breaching of the big dam and resulting flooding in Ukraine. A major grain producer, wheat, is up 2% in Chicago. The betting is the Federal Reserve will leave interest rates alone next week, despite the resilient market for jobs now. Now, some are hoping the cycle of higher interest rates does tamp down inflation so we can get back to the economic before times, low rates, decent growth, and a stronger stock market. One person who knows his way around economic cycles and markets is Ray Dalio, the billionaire investor who founded the biggest of hedge funds, Bridgewater Associates. He, for one, is not betting on a return to the status quo ante. Ray, good to talk again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Maybe we're getting too caught up in this inflationary moment. The Fed will be able to knock down inflation. But wouldn't then, I don't know, sometime next year or so, interest rates drop down again, and then we can go back to the time of rising stock market and low interest rates?
Very unlikely, and let me explain if I may. Many things had happened in the past to create a bull market that are unlikely to happen in the future. For example, interest rates are not likely to fall as they did before. Profit margins, which doubled, are unlikely to increase as much because labor will have a larger share of the revenue pie. And also taxes, corporate taxes, which were cut, are unlikely to be cut.
Just so I fully understand, if the Fed engineers a soft landing or we end up in a recession, won't interest rates come down? Or is it just that we have so much debt now that they can't come down anymore?
I think we're in a situation where the central bank, trying to balance interest rates that are high enough for creditors, that are good enough for debtors not to be in a financial problem, that balancing act is difficult. So you're going to probably see a slowing of the economy to something like a 1% growth rate and an inflation rate that's probably stuck in the vicinity of a 4% rate. And with that, you need a bit higher interest rate. So I don't think the scenario that you're painting is likely.
Yeah, I mean, it seems so long ago, but it wasn't where interest rates were near zero. And I guess I shouldn't be holding my breath waiting for that again.
In that environment, there was an enormous amount of borrowing and spending that set the stage up for the inflation that we experienced. So then you have a very sharp shift in the other direction. There is an equilibrium. There is a balance. And that balance is settling in at something like the numbers that I just gave.
Always good to talk to Ray Dalio, founder at Bridgewater Associates. Among his books, the most recent one, Principles for Dealing with the Changing World Order, Why Nations Succeed and Fail. Ray, always good to talk to you.
It's always good to talk with you, too.
We also talk about how to worry about both debt and inequality at the same time. Marketplace.org has that part of the conversation now. And here's a course correction. There's news out of the big developers conference that Apple is finessing its phones so people who want to type a common Anglo-Saxon expletive can do so without autocorrect turning the word into the generic form of mallard. It is said to work for the adverbial and adjectival forms as well. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.